Somebody asks that in this world, what is so small or tiny? Some started to mention the name of ants and other things. And the man who asked this question said, all that you've said is good. Then he spoke to him and said, what is so small in this world, tell them.
At the
end of today's sermon, what is so small in this world, all of us will get to. Last week, our brother Bismarck spoke to us about winning the battle against the abuse of seeking more knowledge and power. We got to know that knowledge and power have some connection. When we acquire knowledge, we use it to work.
Knowledge is power. And
so the knowledge which is power manifests in the work that we do. And so it is about what you do with the knowledge and the power that shows that it is from God or not. And so today we are looking at winning the battle against the abuse of work and wealth. What we are saying is that work is good.
Now, Genesis chapter 2, verse 15.
And so in Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to keep it. And so work is what God Himself instituted. And so God blesses whoever works and He gives whoever works the strength to do so.
So in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, or say,
and so in Deuteronomy 8:18, the Lord said, it is He, God, who gave you the strength to work.
And so
God gave us work to do to be able to support people and to also make His glory shine. And so work is good. God hates laziness.
And 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 10. Asama Paul ka kire omo se na ye womo nche no ye xe mo se obi ara on pese obey ejuma no e mani ndidi.
In 2 Thessalonians 3:10, Paul says, for even when we were with you, we would give you this command that if anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat.
Passage we background e wa se ne se time a omo kwoko ka asem no Thessalonica no.
When Paul and other ministers went to Thessalonica to preach the word, they understood it to mean that God is coming so soon, and therefore there was no need to work. And that is why Paul wrote this to them.
Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6,
in Proverbs 6, verse 6, the writer says, oh, sluggard, go to the ant, consider her ways and be wise. So God is very pleased about work.
Say, can Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10. Or say, Adia Biara on Sabbath Musa Obeyano, for one who didn't deny ye, na asamandu our recono, Nimdia, and I a Juma in the honor.
In Ecclesiastes 9, 10, it says, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might, for there is no work or thought or knowledge or wisdom in Sheol to which
there is nothing wrong with it. Say, yeah, pray, you betumi aye adwuma na yetumi anyae.
Therefore, there is nothing wrong to work hard and to use to push the kingdom of God.
Enunti na yeko school, enunti na yakwakosua business ahodo aye ye. Say the beya you betumi anyae ho. There's nothing wrong with that.
And that is why we go to school to learn, to be able to succeed and to help others.
Enunti na yakanyina no, ye pese ye hu se adwuma eye.
So all that we have said suggests that God is good and work is good.
Now, so adie bia eye papa bia has the potential of abuse.
All anything that is good has the potential for abuse.
Enti adwuma eye Nyankopon de amaye se entumi entumi mboye ne entumi miti ye needs ene afoforo ene asafo no nenso he has the potential for abuse.
Just as God has given us work to support ourselves and others and to glorify his name, it has the potential for abuse.
Na ekwan be so na ye fa so abuse adwuma.
How can it be abused then?
Adwuma ebe abuse se eba beje Onyankopon tenabea e wo ya brabo mu a na afi ye hu se problem eba.
When work replaces God and affect our spiritual growth, then we see there is a problem.
Say ye prese ye be ye adwuma no eni se adwuma no eba beji Onyankopon tenabea na afi ebe affect ye spiritual growth.
Just as we yearn or desire to work, it must not take the place of God.
Say o kan Revelation chapter 14 verse 13 na Onyankopon asem say nhyira ne won awu ewo Onyankopon mu efiri na de koi na tro no da na di pefe se wobe home ewo won bere so na wonnyuma be di wo achi.
Revelation 14:13 it says, blessed indeed is the one who died in the Lord, and from now on the spirit says they may rest from their labors, for their deeds will follow them.
Enti sa eduma Revelation e ka ho asem enye nye ye wo asase so te se me na me bank manager ewo hanom mina me secretary hanom enye no ho asem na okay.
The type of job that John the Revelator is talking about here is not about your profession.
Ebetumi ayensra hwe.
It has to be ebetumi
aye nyame asem ka.
It could be evangelism.
Ebetumi aye say ye yiri ye ho aye aduma ma Onyankopon o wa sori dem hanom
say. It could be working so tirelessly in the work of God.
Enu nti say ye hu say de ebesi ya balance ye aduma ene Onyankopon aduma a
and so if we are unable to balance our work and the work of God, then we are in danger.
Ye mu bebre wo ho no mo a emra na enioma ensha dan ko ye no asori dem ha de bia na yete hanom.
Many of us, when we were in need, every now and then we were in the house of God.
So emra ye bom pa ye chere Onyankopon se onbo ye aduma a obo aye ye nya enyuma kese na yaketua no so e kosoro no afi wuhia no adenti na wamba asori o se
and just when God intervened and blessed us, this is the time we ought to come to his vineyard, yet we are not. And so we are giving a lot of excuses. Going on visitation, we
are not part.
All because we have allowed our work to place the space of God in our hearts.
Said the year, say adwuma ye no, I was see a year adwuma, I see a bring your mojo ni ye pesika, na mum emeyan sacrifice your spirituality.
And just as work is good, we ought to work tirelessly, but it should not replace the love of God in our hearts.
And as a hey TV so any social media ni celebrities are ewo ewiase nyina no mo ye ne say mo display omo ejapade.
When we watch television and on social media, we see a lot of celebrities showcasing the wealth and the work that they do.
Na adanomete osofubia ono so e kasa ose se wo ye hiani wa asase so a ubedu heaven so be hiani fi se trust am se ne yachitiro asase so ne yachitiro osoro.
Some time ago I overheard a so-called prophet who said that if you were poor on earth, you would also be poor in heaven, because what is bound in earth is bound in heaven.
Ah yenim se ni nyina eyentro.
That we know it is untrue.
Sa sanioma we nyina e de pressure ababa to you to no so to the extent say afedie Onyankopon adwuma yendrin ho bio.
All these are putting a lot of pressure on the youth, and therefore we are unable to think so much about the work of God.
Enu nti na yebehwe news mu no obehwe no akwara 18 years 16 years no ma kokun onipa omose omede kwa kwaji sekeduro.
And surprisingly in the news you see a 16 year old person, an 18 year old person killing people for wealth.
Sanso tin wo news mu ye maba wa na aba no ade a eye oba ni beman temu ade na omugina mo anim na omo ni omo yesa ade ni nyina in the name of money.
We also see young ladies sleeping with dogs all in the name of money.
Na se ye hwesa anyoma we nyina na ye de adwen ekoye nyuma bebere so a anhwa ebetwen afiri Onyankopon nchen.
So when we think about all these things and we follow it tirelessly, it might draw us away from God.
Enti Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 1 e kan yen se ebre bi baba ye beka se ye ni sa bre no mu anije enu nti enna ye wan ho den ti se emaba wane emaba wane emrantie no yemfa ye sa ho den no emfa somo Onyankopon.
And so Ecclesiastes 12:1 admonishes us to remember our creator in the days of our youth.
Ye ye Christo asrafo.
We are soldiers in Christ.
Nenso se ye kwa evangelism ye kwa visitation ye kwa bebia ye bekwa ebe ye asafo nwuma bia no ye youth na afei is for some class of people.
So for example, when we are evangelism or visitation or other forms of work of the church, we think that such work is for some classes of people. And therefore, we prioritize our work over the Lord's work. We do not study the word of God.
And so, Paul, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13, say,
as in 1 Timothy 4:13, Paul says, until I come, devote yourself to public reading of scripture, to exhortation and to teaching.
I was say, yes, until you say, you were questions, baby, or honoma, unye shia Church of Christ, no, ubisan, say, we are obi frail, no, bisan, say, we are Church of Christ, ni, unya kase, I pe, question if a dinner noa, a bedding can answer, not anything, I'm going to your tight.
And so if you meet somebody on the roadside, the first question they may want to ask you is that why the churches of Christ do not pay
tithes? He may
also talk about why do we not use musical instruments in our
worship.
Are we so confident that give a biblical explanation to such questions just as we are able to do so when it comes to our respective
so profession? 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 15 now. Asama Paul Peter eka kire yen se yenye Kristo kronkron ewo yakoma mu na afa yenye krado se obiara a obebisa yen yejidie no ho asem no yebetumi yi na no.
So in 1 Peter 3:15, Peter says, but in your heart we should honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect. When we are asked questions about our individual professions, we give right answers. But when it comes to work of God, no.
With all ignorance, are depending on the youth to go out there and bring them.
Brethren, there are a lot of things going out there that God expects us, the youth, to go and bring them into His
vineyard.
And so, for example, you see the Jehovah Witnesses who have their buildings, and you see somebody pointing to read that about 144,000 people are going to help.
Common sense also says Jesus Christ one best is still asasi sokra.
The common sense family also says God did not exist.
And unti sa nyoma wenye ebi mu ohono mu a omunnim amu ye out of ignorance.
There are some people who do such things out of ignorance.
Yeah, ye ano as youth or as afuwe mu anything.
What response do we have for such people as youth?
Ye hu Paul se oyi sa nsam wenye na no ewo trust him.
We see examples where Paul was giving defense to such issues.
Sa o kan Acts chapter 22 verse 1, Acts chapter 25 verse 16.
In Acts 22:1, Acts 25, verse 60, we hear Paul defend the gospel.
New Testament, Paul wrote 13 books. New Testament.
The New Testament, we read that Paul wrote 13 books.
All the persecutions, still, Paul
while Paul was tirelessly preaching the work of God and defending the gospel, he still was working for his own. And so, brethren, we have no excuse not to do the work of God. If we are eager to work for ourselves, yes, it is good. Let's continue to do that. But it should not get to a point where we replace our work with God. If we are not careful, coming to church to even worship will be difficult
and
for us.
That's the beginning of apostasy.
And that is the beginning of apostasy. It never alerts anyone. Very soon you begin to trust yourself more than God. I did this, it is mine, and this is me.
Hagar chapter 2 verse 8. Onyankopon asem se sikane jite nyina ye onyankopon dia onyankopon no se.
In Hagar 2:8, the Lord says, silver and gold are mine, the Lord of hosts says.
And it is say Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11 to 15. Now 15 also say, Se obi didi na onom na omea eye Awurade na aye na oyesa se de beya ne huhu ebeto nipa so.
And so in Ecclesiastes 3:11-50, he also says that when we eat and we are full, it is God who provides.
Na okay, 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 6 and so I say Onyankopon mo obi di hia no mo obi di ye, nti se obi di ye a eye Onyankopon e na ama no edi ye.
So it is God who brings wealth and it's God who brings poverty according to 1 Samuel 2 verse 6.
Nti se one hwe ye be kakra no sa esan se ye nya time e mo Onyankopon asem nti no ye nti ase se ye ye edi a ye nya ana se enioma bi a e ko ye ma ye no eye Onyankopon na ye.
And so if we do not sit to think deeply about such things, we might think that the progress that we are experiencing in life is not even from God. There are some reasons why we do not commit so much into the work of God.
There's more time, at least yes,
many of the youth think that there is more time ahead of us to commit ourselves to the Lord, and therefore let's wait until later.
And so
we are also many a time influenced by our parents based on the way they go to work, and it's only on Sundays that we see them. Church services.
And say, allow your home to be influenced by work to the extent, say.
And so many of us, based on the degree of our profession, we think that the work of God is for a certain class of people. There are a number of reasons for which we have to commit to the work of God. Today we are looking at three parts. First of all, God created us for a purpose, and we need to fulfill this before we die from this earth. It is time to worship and we give excuses or reasons that we are busy, God knows us better than ourselves. In spite of your busy schedules, if you would have time to come to worship God, God knows.
And he say, okay, Luke chapter 12, verse 47. Jesus Christ say, Akwa onim ni rapedia na wanyano, wabebo ni mapi.
As in Luke 12, 47, the writer says, and that servant who knew his master's will, but did not get ready or act according to his will receive a severe beating.
Adia tosu mienuntia, I was say, ye committed to unyankupon juma, ne ya balance any ye juma ne say, death can take us unaware.
Second reason for which we have to be committed to the work of God is that we can't die at any moment from time. Every day we do procrastinate, yet we never fulfill. Day by day we are approaching our grave. When death approaches, it never alerts anyone. Also, death has no age limit.
And so a 26 years,
and so a child of 26 years can die, yet an old lady will still be alive.
Business, business partners.
The day we will die, our business partners might not even want to sit with us. So in Hades, when he sees you, you might even run away because he thinks it's your ghost.
And I was saying, Juma, so am I yenu with the neglect of Onyankopon Juma.
And so we have to work tirelessly, yet also do the work of God accordingly.
Now you find say dream say wealth, any Juma Yenyano and Neno, it can only give us some temporal comfort.
Let bear it in mind that the work we do and the wealth that we acquire can only give us a temporary comfort.
Now Adia Misha CDB. Now analysis on we and say Debiano 1 minute Bia Enipa 107.
In a series that I watched recently, I was told that every day about 107 people die in a minute,
Natchez, every minute be our Woba's name.
And so every minute somebody is dying.
And he said, okay, one day, and you 153,000, that group, and they would be.
And so if in a minute 107 people die, then in a day 153,000 people.
Say, yet, numbers, and they say, I know your dreams, say, a word, chichi, and yeah, analysis, speak, I can no more.
When we hear such figures, we think that it's far away from us. But
now, so, you need better, you know.
Lo and behold, we also be approaching our death. May we not wait to die before we regret.
Across since last week, I say yesu ade afa nimdie ni to me ejuma ene ahunya de ho. Onipa baako a okate across a yebetumi yesu ane ho ade kakra aye Professor Mills.
In all our lessons for the past week till today, one thing that cut across, or one person that cut across about knowledge and power is Professor Mills, the late Professor Mills.
Sir Ekano Ebano Nimdia, he was highly educated.
In terms of knowledge, he was highly educated.
Sir Ebano Power, he was the commander in chief of the Ghana Armed Forces.
In power, he was the commander in chief of the Ghana Armed Forces.
Sir Ebano Ejuma, he was assuming the highest position in Ghana.
In work, he was highly recognized.
And Sebani Sikemunsua, Ghana Sikeninash and Sani Obesan said Enkono, a Honebeko.
In monetary terms, too, he lord over everything.
And Yanom Arahusame woman said, death has no respect for all these things.
Brothers, death has no respect for any of these.
And Unti, Yanha said, you bet me a balance ye Juma, Yen ye Juma, Yen Yesika, Nemum Yanha said, ye bet me a balance ye Juma, na Enkonko ye wua, Yankonko ye Yamba.
And therefore, we have to know how best we can balance our work and the work of God. So that when we die, we have a salvation for
ourselves.
We also need to be remembered if we are no more.
And unti dokas ye kai no emra ofri mu no ade a oyee ma onyankopon ti no ne nkrofo no nyina kai no asan so ka kire Peter say omo mpae no sorry biom.
And so when Dorcas died, she was remembered, and even people who were living beseeched Peter to pray that she would resurrect.
Say oye obi a otai say in some road e ko evangelism anaso omo ye bibia ye nyina e beko akoshi a oye obi a otai ko bipa obehu papa bi Mr. George Lizini papa Elizabeth Pinaman, papa.
There is one man called Mr. George, Elizabeth Pinaman's father, who is always, almost all the time present in all meetings. Wherever you go, you find him.
When he comes,
he does not see himself to be an old man, yet he would work with a youth. We look at him intently.
You have to
do something for the Lord if you are, so that when you are away, you would be remembered.
So
this is a type of warfare, and that how best can we overcome such warfare?
And
so striving to become wealthy and getting higher in positions is very good.
Nanso akoye omunsama kodea wode twe yen youth no yadren efiri onyankopon sokra.
But has become a weapon for Satan, driving many of the youth away from God.
Ekwan ba so ne be faso edi sunkunim.
How can we overcome such a defeat?
Ade bia yebeye bia no efiri yadren mu na eba.
Everything that we do comes from our mind.
And say ena ya ba yete asori hanum yi. Eya yadren ene yadren ho se owo se eba asori nti ne eba.
So just as we are seated here today, we purpose in our mind that today is Sunday and we have to come.
Near our dream, sir, on no dear way, Juma for the whole week, no, into no Saturday and Sunday, near near. I was out there, into no so on, no so dream, who didn't know, yes, I did.
And so the person who is not here today and thought that he worked throughout the week and would not be able to come here, he or she also thought deeply about it.
Ain't you know, Mumma in training, Yadrin, no, Yadrin, no, eh, who say, I did be a yes, I was as in Subiano, ain't you in some.
Let's train our mind to acknowledge that all that we are seeking for in this world is temporal.
Say a position be now assume wo ewo wadwuma mu honom a yen kan hu say enye yen ni nipa ye di kan a ye tena say akunya no so.
Let's bear it in mind that if it is a position we are seeking in our workplace, know that you are not the first person to walk upon.
Na enye yen so ni nipa otwa to a obetena say akunya no so.
Also, we are not going to be the last people to occupy such
a position.
If we die today, the company will still grow and look for a replacement. What is left for us is judgment.
Revelation chapter 14, ne kan say, afi ne yekwa kwa home ho aye eduma na aye yema a onyankopon eno ne yekwa kwa home.
And just as we are told in Revelation that it is the works that we did that we are going to rest over.
Afi yen draw timetable ema ye ho na afi yen fix onyankopon wo nti yen fa ne say say yekwa eduma aye ye eduma 8 hours na say me yema dwen say oh so this 8 hours no mu no me lunch time aye 1 hour nti that 30 minutes ne dia wo dia nkrofo etwem wo ha no megina kwa ho na mache tractor ma o ma ukusu a wo ye na be kakra no e be wura wo mu wo the time ni me be ka ho.
So let's draw a timetable for us ourselves on daily basis and fix God in it, and with time it become part and parcel of us.
Ne taso mi ansa awofo no so mo ye omo pre se yen enkwala no ye betumi anya nimde na ye tumi anya ye ho no omo mfa ensha ya dream nso se sa nimde we no e be ma yen atena sase so a
also, parents should encourage their children to work hard, tirelessly, to get positions in the world, also to take the work of God seriously. Brethren, we shouldn't wait till we are old before we do something for God. Just as we are, our parents were like us. As I conclude,
Jesus Christ can send me Matthew chapter 4, verse 3 to 4. No,
Jesus says something in Matthew 4, verse 3 to 4.
Emra, or so her for never be son of her, no, or says, I won't you on Bano and Pa, Dane, or Butai Abodo, Neddy.
When the tempter came, he said to him, if you are the Son of God, command these stones into a loaves of bread and eat.
Jesus Christ will catch her and say, enye abodo nkoa ena onipa bedia obenya nkwa nemum asembia efri onyankopon enumuba.
And Jesus replied that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
Na Yesu Kristo ebo nema mienu bidin obo paano ena obo onyankopon asem.
Jesus mentioned two things, bread and the word of God.
And see, Jesus Christ, pan who here now, Jesus Christ said, I am here, and you never to me sustain any pediano.
And so, does loaf of bread matter? Yes, Jesus said it matters.
Nyanko wants a moon here, Jesus Christ said, I and you never to me sustaining the spirit.
Does the word of God also matter? Yes, it matters.
And you know, unto me, you back who ain't free.
And so, you cannot take one out of the other.
Into yan said, yeah, you bet to me a creative balance. Ewo, ye juma, and you nyanko point to mamma, said a bea, ada ebe wono, yankoya yrama.
So let's see how best we can balance our work and the work of God. So that when we die, we have salvation for us.
And what dea ye war as youth and nay, yan fine ye juma, yan take advantage of ya hoarding, your knowledge, any ye juma, your positions are ye war, now for yan fine secure your salvation.
Let's give off all our best as youth, in as much as we have gained knowledge, power, and experience in everything that we do. Let's also know that death is no respect of persons. So finally, when God blesses us, it should not be a hindrance to the work of His.
Sana Israel for ye no nyankopon e ka kire Israel for no Isaiah chapter 1 verse 2 say, "Maye ne mama wanyini, mama won so, nanso won de wabo me soko."
So in Isaiah 1:2, Isaiah says, "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. Children have I reared and brought up, but they have rebelled against me."
Nentie enim ni ra na efunu mu nim ni ra didaka. Nanso me mind there wonim me.
So my nation do not know me, yet animals know their owners.
Enti say, "Ye hwa ade bia ye hwehwe wasase so bia em me yen da." Ain't to me, Cassay, I dear way, media menya, mammy, and me, and that debia ever cost wape, and see young who acquire, you be fast today on Yankupon, the answer about become.
As if you look at it critically, all that we are aspiring to achieve would never satisfy us, and therefore we have to add God's word to it also.
And may I, Maya, who so young Yankupon should I am?
May we not be pompous when God blesses us.
Now, and conquest, and crophobia, a two quank or crobiso, now, omuye, fishermen. Now, fee. Say omote ponano na so mu hu say kanu bi ba na say capside a no matom omokwa ko yi san krofo no bi an contract e om.
There was a group of people who were at the seashore. When they see a canoe stop capside, they will go and rescue them.
Enti no ohine e wo krom ho hu say san krofo ni omuye ye enti o si nan kakraka And
so the king in that town saw that all that they were doing was good, and so he built a house for them.
All the comfort
and gave them all the comfort they needed.
And
when they got the comfort, anytime they hear people being capsized in the sea, they would never go to rescue them. And so when the kings come to see them in such a condition, what do you think they will do to
them?
In the same way, if God blesses us and he comes down to see us and we are not using it to bless his work, what do you think he will do to us?
And so the says,
God bless us all. Amen.